Today's Monday, November 19th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're kicking your week off with us at Life Word. Luke 22, 61 through 62, that's your Life Word for today. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, and how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. So today we look at one of the most heartbreaking stories in all of human history, and at the same time, maybe the most thrilling. Jesus has been arrested. Judas has betrayed him. The soldiers have taken him to Annas to try to trump up some sort of indictment against him. And the other gospel writers, they space this story out in three different locations, and it happens over several hours that follow. But to really understand the significance of this story, you got to recall the backstory, the things that make this incident so significant in the life of Peter. So Jesus is in the upper room with the disciples. It's just hours before this. And Peter, the leader of the disciples, the most vocal of the group, he declares to Jesus, "I'll never leave you, Master. I'm ready to face whatever you face. I'm with you even to the death." To which Jesus replies, "Peter, before the rooster crows, you're going to already have denied me three times." Overconfidence. The mindset that says, "I can never fall. I can never make that kind of mess." Man, that's a recipe for disaster. It's a prelude to failure. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." You know, a person is never more vulnerable to failure than when he or she is overconfident in their Christian walk. So you know the story. Peter gets whipped by a little servant girl while in the courtyard of the high priest. "You're one of the disciples, aren't you? I know that you are. I've seen you with him." And Peter swears and he curses and denies that he ever knew Jesus. And while Jesus is being brutalized and humiliated, Peter's denying his name. And then in one of those dramatic and convicting short sentences in all of the Bible, Dr. Luke puts Peter's shame and Jesus' heartbreak into stark focus. The Bible says, "And the Lord turned, and he looked upon Peter." Man, can you imagine that? Peter's betrayal, Jesus' disappointment. I don't know if there's a more dramatic passage in all of the Bible. But thankfully, that's not the end of the story. Yeah, Peter failed Jesus. Yeah, he did. He denied the Lord three times. But here's the good news. Jesus forgave Peter, and he restored him, and he used him to lead the early church. And probably no person other than Jesus himself has had a greater influence on Christianity than this man, Peter, because Jesus is in the restoration business. Look, we all fail the Lord. We all blow it. But there's no sin that God won't forgive, no failure that he won't use for his glory, no mess in our lives that he can't turn into a ministry. When you pray today, please remember in prayer BMA missionaries David and Shelley Dixon, longtime missionaries in the BMA down in Central America. David and Shelley now put their experience to use by equipping missionaries all over Central and South America. And please pray for LifeWord's Arabic broadcast. That can be heard in Australia, Canada, and to Arabic speakers here in the United States, and of course, all over the Middle East. Today, it's my joy to tell you that LifeWord has now added its 43rd language to our broadcast menu around the world. That language is called Kotokoli, and it is spoken in the African nations of Togo, Ghana, and Benin. And we're excited to be able to give those folks the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So, from the LifeWord team worldwide, now broadcasting in 43 languages, to 121 countries of the world, and to a potential audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.